All right, here we are now joined by North Allegheny head coach Dave DeGregorio. Well, first off, coach, congratulations on the win. Second victory over the Raiders this season, 10th in a row head-to-head over the Raiders. But it's never easy when it comes to Seneca Valley, although the final score would probably deceive you. But your thoughts on tonight's victory?
You know, we ended up winning the game on the boards by 4 or 5, which was key. It's one of the things we wanted to make sure that we did. I was disappointed in transition defense. You know, we were worried about speeding them up, and we couldn't slow them down. You know, sort of an odd twist to it. But I thought, you know, they did a great job pushing the ball and getting some easy baskets. And where I give my kids a lot of credit is they got a nice lead. You know, you go up 17 at the half, and then you come out and they make a big run at us, cut it to like 9 in the third quarter. Might even be less than that. And then my guys sort of hung tough and hit a couple buckets and stretch it up back up to 16. So you're sitting there, okay, we only lost that lead by 1 after, you know, all that stuff that happened, which is good stuff.
Yeah, roller coaster ride a bit in the second half. Seneca Valley trimmed their deficit twice to single digits, but North Allegheny would balloon their lead up again with continuous runs. Again, the roller coaster ride effect. But you mentioned the boards big in this game, and with Seneca Valley owning 6'6" junior Zach Snyder, no points for him in the first half. Of course, foul trouble had something to do with that, but Elijah Zeiss had a lot to do with that as well. Is he led your team in rebounds with 10, finished with a double-double, also led in blocks and steals. He was our player of the game. What can you say about Elijah Zeiss's effort tonight?
He goes up and gets some rebounds that are just man rebounds. You know what I mean? He's one of those guys. And other guys, we were talking about who got how many rebounds. I think Hoss ended up with 7, Elijah had 10. Will Sander, he had like 5. You know, he's coming off the bench. Mike Carter ends up with 7. I thought it was a great collective effort on the boards getting after it, because they're a bigger, stronger team than we are, you know, at a lot of positions. You know what's funny? I look over at those stats and I see Joe Mancini's 3 for 8, which is really good. But afterwards you think like, wow, Joe didn't shoot the ball very well today. You know what I mean? It's just funny because he's been on just a torrid pace, even in practice. I mean, it's almost comical.
Well, Mancini in the second half with 13 points of his 15. And we've mentioned it during the broadcast, of course. I mean, he was lights out on Tuesday night against Shaler for the school record 11 three-pointers. And as they start to shut the lights out on us, I'll leave this, I guess, to the last question here. I'll ask you about Joe Mancini.
They always turn the lights out on us. Don't worry about it. We hang out.
But as far as Joe, the thing that that we note about him is that make or miss, I mean, he has no conscience. I mean, he will shoot the basketball over and over again. And obviously he makes the vast majority of them. I mean, for the amount of attempts that he has, to hit at a 43% clip from the outside is just terrific.
I mean, if he doesn't shoot it, I'm not going to play him. I mean, he's in there when he gets, I mean, and he doesn't need a big window to get that shot off. I mean, he really doesn't. So, I mean, he can get it off quick. I'll be honest with you, the last game we played when we were playing Shaler, you know, I got on him early because I thought he passed up a couple shots, and he can't pass them up because, you know, it's the primary focus of the other team is to make sure that, you know, he doesn't get off, you know, good looks. And then once they have to start coming after us and scramble a little bit, you know, then we can, you know, space them out a little bit and get Joe a couple shots. So,
well, one more question before you go. This section 3 in Class Quad A, last year the Final Four was comprised of North Allegheny, Seneca Valley, Hampton, and Newcastle. And Seneca Valley currently sitting in fourth place. And you know, how tough is this section?
It's brutal. Everybody knows each other so well because we've been competing against them so often. You got good coaches up and down. Kids play hard. I mean, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I remember Jared and I talk about it. We were at Pine, and we got moved up to Quad A, and we were playing in this section, and they were bumping us back down to Triple. We were driving a bus, and we were coming from Pine to NA, and we said, I said, would you rather be going to play NA right now? I won't mention the other school because I don't want to knock them, but I named another school. It's a smaller Triple A school, and he's like, we wanted to play at that time, you know, even though we had Triple A numbers, in this section because it's so competitive and it's so much fun to be able to, you know, compete at such a high level. Great crowd here tonight. It's just, you know, you just can't beat it. I love it.
A great atmosphere tonight and a victory for the North Allegheny Tigers, 80-65 over Seneca Valley. Coach Dave DeGregorio, thanks for your time.
And, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Congrats on the win.
All right.
Well, that was North Allegheny head coach Dave DeGregorio as we conclude our Quad A Conference and MSA Sports Boys Basketball Game of the Week broadcast.